Even the greatest composers find a time in their life when they need to branch out. You'd think that a world-famous jazz artist, who had composed and arranged thousands of songs, would be content to do more of the same. Not so for Duke Ellington. He spent the last years of his creative life fusing jazz with symphony, and he left an astounding legacy. On our next concert, the Kalamazoo Symphony will swing out with Ellington's Suite from the River, a work written in 1970. It's expansive music, written in an engaging style. That excerpt comes from the first movement, Spring. The entire work was conceived as a ballet and was given its premiere by the American Ballet Theatre with choreography by Alvin Ailey. Each section has its own title and its own atmosphere. In the well-named Meander, Ellington starts with a melancholy flute solo. That leads to a lazy trumpet moment, punctuated by percussion. The most humorous section is called Giggling Rapids. After a quick waltz piano intro, unison brasses get caught up in the spirit. The centerpiece of the ballet is a romantic duet called Lake. The great American ballerina Cynthia Gregory danced the lead role to perfection. The sensuous second melody has, in the background, a brilliant use of maracas. Then comes Vortex, a whirlpool, ready to submerge any foolish swimmer. After it comes to a violent close, Vortex is followed by the much lighter Reba, a real swing. Thank you. The Kalamazoo Symphony will close the suite with Village of the Virgins. Its soothing brass chorale with chiming harp notes in the background brings calm once more. This is an ambitious score, but Duke Ellington managed to combine jazz and classical elements with a sure hand. I hope it will be one of the highlights for you at the next Kalamazoo Symphony concert.